This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive bridge collapsed on Tuesday in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, after a powerless cargo ship rammed into a support column. Six people are missing as U.S. President Joe Biden pledges help from the federal government. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president notes he's been over the Key Bridge many times during travels to and from Delaware, and it will be rebuilt.
It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge.
He's also prioritizing reopening Baltimore's port, a major shipping hub.
This is going to take some time.
But says the government will not leave the people of Baltimore until the job is done.
Like the governor said, you're Maryland tough, you're Baltimore strong, and we're going to get through this together. And I promise we're not leaving.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. defense leaders on Tuesday met with Israel's Minister of Defense as the United States warns against a ground invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but tensions between the allies put any progress in question.
In Gaza today, the number of civilian casualties is far too high, and the amount of humanitarian aid is far too low.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. As Israel battles a prolonged war in Gaza, exemptions from mandatory military service for ultra-Orthodox men have reopened a divide in the country and rattled the government coalition. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's fellow war cabinet members staunchly oppose his proposed new conscription law. By month's end, the government must present legislation aimed at increasing recruitment among the religious community. A war cabinet collapse would undermine the country's stability. This is VOA News.